Have your Bible, turn with us tonight to the 26th Psalm. The 26th Psalm. The Bible says, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, and neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers. I will not sit with the wicked. I have washed my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wonderful works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord." Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight as we look at this on the thought would be what Christians do. Amen. What we do. And as we look at this, we can see the Jews, and they're coming down here, and there's been a times of affliction, there's been times of hardship, in times of trials, and things have come up in their life, but they come to a place, and they said, "You know what? As David's writing here, he said, Lord, just begin to look at me so that I can begin to look at you. Lord, just look at me and see where I am, and begin to show me where you'd have me to be." And he said, "Let me line up with that, praise God, so that you can get all the glory." He said, "I realize what you've done for me." He said, "I realize what you want to do for me." And he said, "I realize what you can do for me." Yeah. Amen. He said, "I know what you can." And he says, "You know what?" He said, "Just judge me." Amen. So what he said here, what Christians do, they endure testing. Amen. When the test comes, praise God, we'll stand up to the test. Amen. I've been talking to folks the last 2 weeks. I've talked to more folks than I've talked to in years. I'm talking about just stand in there, praise God, when the going gets tough. Just staying with the Lord, looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith, realize that He's promised that He'll help us and He'll see us through. Amen. And I don't know how many folks I've talked to just in the last few weeks, praise God, and said, "You know what? It seems like it's a hard road to hoe sometimes. But praise God, there's light at the end of the tunnel." Amen. Amen. And he said, and I said, "Well, all we can do, praise God, is just trust in the Lord." Amen. Listen, the Lord asked the Peter, he said, "Will you go back also?" He said, "What have I got to go back to?" He said, "Thou hast the words of eternal life." Amen. He said, "You're the one that's got the promise of heaven." He said, "Praise God, there's nothing to go back to." Amen. Amen. That old life we used to live, there's nothing in it. It's fleeting, it passes by in a moment and it's gone. But what we have in the Lord, praise God, it endures throughout eternity. Amen. Our finite mind, we can't comprehend eternity. But praise God, one day we will. Amen. One day we'll be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see Him as He is, and that'll be one endless day. Amen. A day without end. But he said, what happened? He said, "Judge me, O Lord." He said, the psalmist says, David says, he said, "Judge me, O Lord." He said, that enduring the test, and the test will come. Amen. They will come. James says in James chapter 1, verse 2, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Those testings that come. He said, "Hey, it's not if, it's when." Hey, listen, folks, if you're a child of God, amen, just get ready, because they're coming. We're going to go through a whole lot of tests in this world. But you know what? I believe if God's people would just stay faithful. I told the fellas in prayer about faithfulness. I believe there's a reward for faithfulness. I mean, I believe, praise God, if we'll just stay faithful to God, I know, praise God, He promised to be faithful to us. Amen. Why? You say, "Well, preacher, how do we know for sure?" Because Jesus never quit. Amen. My Savior's not a quitter. And if He promised He'd be there for us all the way to the end of the way, praise God, guess what? He'll be there. Amen. So we endure. What Chris do? We endure testings. We endure a judgment. We endure trials. And what it does when we do that, it makes it easier to endure men's judgments. Amen. Men look at us, people look at us all the time and they're judging us. You say, well, preacher, you ain't supposed to do that. I know, but people do it. People judge us all the time. Now, we're not supposed to be judges, but He said we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Amen. We're supposed to be looking, watching each other's. A lot watch each other. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to hold each other accountable. Amen. When we see a brother caught in a fault, something that's pulling them away from God, we're supposed to go to them and say, you know what? You need to be careful. Amen. Because God would desire to have a close relationship. Don't let nothing pull you away. Amen. And when we judge ourselves, He said, when I'm judged, when I'm tested, praise God, from God. Amen. He said, it makes it better when men try to judge me, when men try to look at, praise God, because I've got a right relationship. I've got an established relationship. I've got a right direction that I'm going. Amen. And you know what? I found as pastor of a church, praise God, if somebody's trying to go the right direction, somebody's established on the right principles and they're trying to go the right direction, it don't take a very little guidance, amen, to keep them there. Amen? What are you saying, Pastor? He said, Pastor, there's been a whole lot of people that's came and they're gone. Amen? There's been a whole lot of people that's never been established on the principles of God. And they're taken away by every little whim of doctrine. Amen? They're easily persuaded. And if they're not satisfied every time they come to the house of God to listen to me, and you don't tell them something that's going to tickle their ear and make them happy, and you don't get them to rejoice and whoop and holler, amen, they're going to go somewhere else. Amen? But I want to say worshiping God in spirit and truth ain't about that. It's about the God of glory, amen, when He speaks to our heart and it helping us, praise God, from the inside out, that there's something to be manifest in us, praise God, that we'll never get over. And we won't want to. Amen. We'll get the goods from... Old fella said one time, you get the goods from glory. Amen. Hey, God just starts pouring them in a liberal fashion, praise God. And you like that little baby bird to death, just sitting there with your mouth open. Amen. He'll get God of glory just pouring you full. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, and then what happens is God gives a message. And then when those tests come, those trials come, praise God, you realize you have an advocate, the Father. Amen. Praise God. And you just keep pressing on. Amen. Why? Because there's nowhere to quit. Ain't nowhere to get out of this thing. What if David would have quit? I mean, King Saul was trying to kill him. I mean, he's sitting there in the court. He had done went out and fought all the armies of the Philistines for Saul, done his beck and call, done everything he asked him to do. And old Saul got jealous. Old Paul sitting over there in the corner and tried to run him through with a javelin. Amen. Can you imagine just sitting there eating your beans and your bacon, praise God, and all of a sudden, a javelin comes flying by, he sticks in the wall right in front of your face. Amen. You know what most of us would have done? We'd have got the pooch lip, went to the house, praise God, and never went back. Amen. There was a fellow talked to me a while back, and he said, you know, preacher, I got hurt down there at the church. He said, I don't think I'll ever go back. Huh? Now, I don't know why I'm going this way. I hadn't even planned to preach this, but the Lord's given it to me. I said, somebody needs it. He said, I don't think I'll ever go back. They hurt me. But you know what I'd ask him? I said, what'd God do to you? They may have been somebody there. It might have hurt your feeling. It might have hurt you deeply. And I realize that. But what God do to you? Amen. I wonder why we come to the house of God. Bible said we come to worship Him in spirit and truth, praise God. To get a hold of Him, to see Him, praise God. And He might see us, and we might see us how He sees us. Amen. I told him the same thing you tell everybody. That's when you go down there to Ingles, get your groceries. If you go around the corner, somebody cuts you off and offends you, maybe snakes a snide comment to you, hurts your feelings. Hello? Do you quit going to get groceries? Huh? Do you quit going to get that physical nourishment? No, sir, by God. By the time you look up there, you may puff out of there mad and in a way, praise the Lord. But you let your stomach go to ground and you get hungry. You get out of your saltine crackers and peanut butter. Praise God, you'll get in your car and you'll go back down there to the store. Amen. Why is God's house any different? Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's a storehouse of God's goods. Amen. It's a grocery store of heavenly things. Praise God. We ought to just come to get tanked up on that. Glory to God. And if somebody hurts our feelings, praise God, just pray for them, love them anyway, and go on for God. Amen. What happens is those people that hurt our feelings, praise the Lord, we just slip right on by them. And then they got to turn around and play catch up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You get those good things for God. You tanking up, praise God, and they get to running on empty. Amen. You know I'm right. Praise the Lord. So when these temptations come, these trials come, and they will, when they come, praise God, and men begin to judge you, they begin to accuse you, they put you down. Praise God. If you already been judged by God, you know your heart. You know where you stand, praise God, and you say, Lord, just bless them anyway and just keep a trucking. Amen. As Brother Fender said, Brother Rex quotes all the time, just put a Band-Aid on it. Go on. Amen. Why? Because, praise God, you already know what God expects. Amen. Your conscience is clear before man, before God. Amen. Hey, I'd rather have my conscience clear before man and before God than anything else. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean we just go around and hurt each other? No, we oughtn't have ever desire to do that. But amen, if you live in this world long enough, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings and you're going to get your feelings hurt. Amen, just the way it is. Amen. But that shouldn't make you kick out on God. Amen. Oh me. Amen. Paul says in Acts chapter 23, verse 1, Paul says this. He said, I have lived in all good conscience for God unto this day. Amen. He said, hey, I don't know nobody nothing. Praise God, I've tried my best to live in a good conscience towards God. Amen. Oh, me. So what does that tell? Praise God. When we're tried and tempted, praise God, when somebody hurts our feelings, something don't go our way, praise God, we just have to press on in a way that's pleasing to God. Old Stephen was out there, and he had done give them the gospel, told them how much God loved them, how Jesus died for them. Amen. And they took up stones and began to rock him to sleep. Remember the story? And as they rocked him asleep, as Stephen fell asleep, praise God, he looked up to heaven and said, Lord, don't put this on their account. Amen. Don't hold them accountable for it. They ain't got a clue what they're doing. Amen. And Jesus, Bible said, he was a standing, praise God, and honor that first martyr. They standing up there in glory. And he said, that's all right, son. Just come on home. He said, they don't want you down there, praise God. He said, I do. Amen. Hey, we live in this world, praise God, and when we're tested, tried, He said, judge me, O God. Amen. So that when I'm tried, praise God, I'll stand the fire. Amen. Because that's what Christians do. Amen. I told you I've got a little thing on my desk at work, and it says it's not how the people respond, but it's faithfulness to the Lord that matters. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, I like to see people respond. I like to see people getting in. I like to see people get happy. I like to see people love the Lord. I like to see God just pouring out His blessings on us. But it's not my job to dictate how you respond. It's my job to give you the truth, praise God, and a whole volume of the book. Amen. So you can make an informed decision to be happy and have the joy of God in your heart. Matter of fact, that's what church is about. That's what it's for. So we can come to a place where we get truth. And truth sets us free, praise God, from this load of baggage that we carry. So he said, what Christians do, praise God, he said, we're judged. He said, we're judged so that we can stand up the temptations of this world. Amen. Let me go on right quick. We'll be here all night. I can preach on that for a week. Amen. He says, number two, he said that they have faith in God. Amen. In verse 1, he says, I have trusted also in the Lord. Amen. He said, I've been judged. He said, I've been found out exactly where I'm at. And he said, praise God. And all of that, he said, I'm still trusting in God. Amen. When times is good, when times is bad, praise God. When times is intermediate, praise God. He said, I'm still just trusting in the Lord. Amen. He said, whether it's times of sickness, whether it's times of distress, whether it's time that I'm up on the mountain shouting her out, praise God. He said, I'm doing it all trusting the Lord. Amen. Realize God's there with me. He said, my faith is in the Lord. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 21, he said, our heart condemn us not because we have confidence toward God. Amen. Our confidence ain't in man. My goodness, if you put your confidence in me before the day's over, I'll let you down. Amen. Because I'm just human being. I'll have my faults just like you do. But praise God, when we put our faith and the trust in God Almighty, He'll never let us down. Amen. We have confidence, believe that we can trust Him with everything. I mean, if I didn't believe that, I'd just pack it up. I'd put that blessed old book, put it on shelf, and just forget about it. But I've got confidence in the Lord, praise God, that I can trust Him with every aspect of my life. Every fiber of my being, praise God, is in His hands. Amen. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, praise God, it's still God's. Amen. Because every day is a day that He made. He said, praise God, I'm just going to make the best of it. You know what we ought to do? We ought to just make the best of every day. Oh, we don't have as many as we think we have. Amen. I remember when I was a little old boy. I'll never forget, I graduated high school. Went to work on the following Monday at Shaw Industries. And there was a fellow there that was 34 years old. And I remember as a little old 19-year-old boy going into that plant to work the first day. I seen him a few times. His name was Joe. And I thought, my goodness, old Joe, he's an old feller. Huh? He's 34 year old. I thought, man, he's ancient. He's an old man. You think that way when you're 19. Amen. But praise God, you go to sleep and you wake up and you got gray hair and you're older than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, but you know what you do in the meantime? Praise the Lord. We just put our trust in God. Amen. We put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What He did on Calvary, praise God, to give us that blessed hope of a promise. Amen. Amen. That no matter what, praise God, it'll be all right. David said, hey, praise God, what Christians do, they endure testing and they have faith in God. But number three, look what he says in verse 3. He said, they adhere to God's word. He said, I have walked in thy truth. Amen. Now he said, I've trusted in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Amen. He said, I realize, praise God, I put my trust in the Lord, and there's nothing. I'm not going to slide because I'm not keeping me no more. Amen. Amen. I'm not going back what I used to be, praise God, because I'm not keeping me. He is. And you know what? He'll not put me there. Amen. Hello? Amen. Amen. God, my God is going to progress me in a way, praise God, that brings honor and glory to His name. I hear people all the time say, well, preacher, I went down there because I thought I could go down there and better myself. They walked. What they did is they come out of the grace and the mercy of God, went right back into the pit, amen, because they wasn't trusting the Lord. Amen. We didn't have our faith rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. So they began to slide back. But he said, examine me and prove me, O Lord. Try my reins and my heart. Amen. He said, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. What is truth? That's the word of God. Amen. It's our truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I've walked in that truth. He said, I've adhered to your word. Amen. That's what we do in faith, believing. Amen. We put our faith in Him, praise God, and we begin to adhere to what He says. That means we listen. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us? We don't stop and listen. God's speaking to us. I mean, He speaks to us individually through His Word. And what David is telling us here, praise God, he said, well, you know what? God was speaking to me. He's giving me truth. He said, I listened. Amen. He said, I adhered to what He said. I paid attention to what God was trying to say to me. Praise the Lord. Said he, and because I done that, said He brought me out. Amen. Said he brought, like old Jeremiah said, He brought me up so He could bring me out. Amen. So He could, what does that mean? That means so He could deliver us. Amen. So He could take us out of that horrible pit. Amen. Out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, praise God. for His glory. Amen. Walking in God's way in these last days. Amen. Walking in God's light. Jesus Christ is light, and in Him, Bible says, there's no darkness at all. Amen. That light's a shining, praise God, and we just need to be looking to the light. Amen. I've said so many times, we need to be more like moths. Yeah. Amen. I had a crazy thing last night. I was out there in the study, and it was about 11:30, quarter 12. I started to go out back to the house, come out of my study, and when I opened the door, there's a moth come in there but that big. He come through that door faster than a bullet. Come swooping through there, and he was all over the place, all over inside my study. I was trying to catch him, trying to swat him, trying to run him back out the door. But amen, he didn't want to go back out in the dark. He was liking the light. Amen. I won't say, praise God, if we ever get a good dose of the light, praise God, we won't like the dark no more. Amen. I don't want to live in the dark no more. An old fellow said, I've been there and done that, and there ain't no fun in it. Yeah. Oh, there's pleasure in sin for a season. But boy, I tell you, I'd rather have a touch of God on my life all the days of my life than have just a little bit of pleasure for a season. Yeah. Amen. I'd rather have something that's faithful and enduring, praise God, all the days of my life. Amen. So what do? You just say, David says, praise God, I got out of the dark and I start heading for the light. Amen. And then he said, in the light there's no darkness. He said, truth is there. Amen. Truth will set us free. Amen. We're living in a world of deception. It's rampant. It's everywhere. If we listen to Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and Dr. Phil and all these other quacks, they'll tell us, oh yes, and you can find happiness in this world. You won't find no happiness in the world. Amen. You'll find happiness in the Lord Jesus Christ. I always wonder, why in the world don't these quacks, somebody just give God the glory? Say, you know what you need? What you are living in? Why you're having so much trouble? Because you're living in sin. Amen. What you need is a good dose of the Lord Jesus Christ, a good dose of the Holy Ghost of God to bring you out of that mess. To put something down in your heart, praise God, a light, praise God, of truth that'll give you joy. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. We need the touch of God. We need truth. The psalmist said, praise God, I got hooked up with truth. And the truth set me free. He said, I have walked in thy truth. What does that mean? Amen. See, there's a difference between knowing truth and living truth. Amen. There's a whole lot of people today, we know what the truth is. We know what God expects. But, amen, but it's so much easier to just do it our way. Really? Bless your heart. Boy, you've missed it on both counts. Amen. It's a whole lot easier to do it. David said, you know what? I've just decided just to walk with God. And God began to lead him and guide him, direct him, praise the Lord. And the fellows, I never forget that. It always blows my mind when old Saul went in the tent and David and his men were all in the cave, hiding in the cave. And Saul went in there to do his business, and I guess he laid aside his robe. And he got up, and while he is doing his business, old David eased over there, took the corner of his robe, and he cut off the hem of his garment. Amen. He's back, and they said, and his servant said, okay, David, this is it. I bet they, when David pulled out that big old Bowie knife, they thought, yeah, old David's going to take him out now. Amen. Yeah. He said, yeah, him old boy, yeah, it's going to be ours now. The kingdom, praise God. Old David just went over and took out a little hem of his garment. Old Saul got up, put his robe back on, went out of that place, got down there in the valley. Boy, and old David was there and had that little old hem of that garment. And he went out there, and God already smote his heart. God had already smote his heart. And he said, King, he said, look here. He said, I could have killed you, but I didn't. And I had that hem of that garment, and old Saul looked back up and he said, David, you're a bigger man than I am. Amen. Paraphrasing just a little bit. And then old King, he went on about his business. He left old David there. Him, sir, said, well, why didn't we take him out, David? And David said, oh, man, boy, he said, I've already messed up. He said, even to touching the hem of God's anointed. He said, oh, he said, I should have never done that. Amen. But praise be to God. He was a great man. He was a man. He walked with God. He listened to God. God blessed him on purpose. Brought him through it. Praise God. Delivered him. Amen. Bless His holy name. How did He deliver him? Notice number 4. How He separated Himself from God's enemies. Verses 4 and 5. He said, I have not sat in vain with vain persons. Amen. You know what vain persons are? You know what vain persons are? You know what vanity is? Vanity is showy but empty. Amen? That's what vain people are. They're showy but empty. Have you ever known people like that? Boy, they could put on a show. Amen? I mean, they could shout it up. They could clap it up. They could praise it up. But boy, it wasn't nothing but a show. Amen? Because whenever they wasn't right there, praise, you could see their life everywhere, and you wouldn't know they had nothing. Amen? But the psalmist said, I have not sat with vain persons, neither have I will I go in with dissemblers. Amen? Those vain people, that's shallow, those that's empty. And he said, and those disassemblers, you know what that is? That ain't nothing but a hypocrite. Amen? He said, you know what? I don't want to be with a bunch of showy hypocrites. He said, I don't try to hang out with a bunch of showy hypocrites that try to act like they've got something that they don't have. He said, I tell you what, I'd rather have a 3 or 4 good old saints of God that love the Lord, amen, and don't put a pretense in it, but love Him, praise God, supremely with all their heart, their mind, their soul, their strength. That's what God requires. Amen. Amen. It's not about the show that we have. Because a show vanity, praise God, it's just emptiness. I believe there's a whole lot of church people today, praise God, just putting on a show. Amen, but they're empty. Praise God, Dave said, hey, listen, Lord, he said, I'm not putting on a show. I don't hang out with the hypocrites. Amen. Bless his holy name. He said, I have hated the congregation of evildoers. Amen. I hate evil. That's what he was saying. Look what he goes on saying. I will not sit with the wicked. Amen. He said, I disassemble. He said, I don't hang out with wicked people. Amen. Why? Because if you ain't very careful, it won't take long till they bring you down to where they're at. You say, oh, preacher, no, but if I can get with these old sinners, amen, I'm going to bring up her. That's a lie of the devil. They'll suck you in. Amen. I want to say, listen to me, sin is nothing but a great big vacuum, praise God, and it gives off a big old sucking sound and it pulls in everything that goes in thereat. Amen. It does. He said, praise God, he said, I'm not getting nowhere near that vacuum. Amen. Teresa was at our house the other day, and I think it was last Thursday evening, my son-in-law called and he said, Teresa said, I'm out at Walmart. Could I come by? If I come by, could you give me a haircut? He's looking pretty scruffy. Amen. Hadn't had one in a while. And she said, yeah. I said, come on by. Me and Teresa, we were sitting there. We'd eat supper. We were sitting around her talking. She said, yeah, come on by and I'll give you a haircut. So I come by and she gave him a haircut. Well, I went ahead and got the vacuum cleaner out and brought it in there because she was making a big old mess. Hair was a flying. She was a cutting and a doing her thing. And he sat down and I said, we should have got it before and after because you don't look nothing like you did. Amen. But that hair, Sister Terry, that hair was a fly. It was all over the place. And he took that vacuum cleaner, but you know what? And we was trying to pick it off of him. We was trying to brush it off of him. Couldn't, to no avail. I mean, you just couldn't get it. It sticks to you. It's like a magnetic force. Amen. There's something about your hair that it wants to hang on to you, most of us. Amen. But you know what happened when I turned on that Dyson vacuum cleaner with that no clog filter? Amen. That thing set up a suction in it. Praise God, in just a minute we went over him and it sucked off every hair on him. Amen. It sucked everything into that canister. That's what sin does if we ain't careful, praise God. You may try to wipe it off. You may try to clean it off. You may try to get somebody to help you. But praise God, that suction just keeps pulling you deeper and deeper, praise God, into that vacuum. And David said, hey, praise God. He said, I just stayed away from the vacuum. Amen. That makes sense? Amen. Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I separate him. He separated himself from God's enemies. Amen. In verse 6, he says he offered sacrifices to God. He said, I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Amen. When I think of that, I think of David over there. And when they went into the temple to worship, and they came in and they passed that altar of incense. Amen. Where the Lord is a type of our intercessor, where He makes intercession for me and you. And he'd go on, he'd proceed to that laver of brass, praise God, where he'd wash his hands, which is a type of Christ, our cleansing. Before they proceeded in, amen, praise God. And I can see David as he's telling this, he's talking about his entrance in, him coming into the presence of a holy God. I want to say God is, hey, the presence of a holy God, it's still a sacred thing. It's still a place of reverence. It's still a place where we come in to magnify and glorify God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a special place when we come in to worship God. Into the presence of holiness. Amen. Praise God. Hey, something spectacular about that. And David said, hey, when I offer up sacrifices to God. Look what he talks about over in Psalms 51. You remember that where David in Psalm 51 was talking about what God done for him, what he wanted to do for God. In verse 16 of Psalm 51, he said, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Amen. What we see here, he said, you know what? He said, I have washed my hands in incense. He said, I come before God with a pure heart. Come before God with a heart of love and reciprocating love. Loving Him because He loved me. He first loved me. Amen. Brother Jeff, Jesus loved me before I ever loved Him. Amen. Before I was ever conceived in my mother's womb, Jesus loved me. I don't know if that affects you any, but boy, praise God, that blesses my heart. Amen. Jesus loved me before my mom and daddy did. Amen. You think about that. Take that to the house with you. Amen. Praise God, before you was ever even thought about, praise God. Hey, Jesus loved you. Amen. Enough to die for you. But David said, I came in, so I enter in innocence, praise God. Amen, before God. With clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Under the holy God of glory. Amen. Because of that, that's what Christians do. They enter in, amen. Offer up sacrifices to God. He said, our sacrifice is a broken and contrite spirit. Broken heart and a contrite spirit. Amen. Contrary to this old physical world we live in. Looking for a glorious appearing of the Lord. Amen. Notice what else he says in verse 7. He said, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving tell of all thy wondrous works. He said, God, what Christians do, praise God. He said, they have a testimony. Amen. They have a testimony. Every one of God's little children, praise God, ought to have a testimony. Amen. David said, that I may publish with the voice of a thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. All the magnificent things, praise God, that I want to tell you that Jesus done for me. Amen. Amen. I've seen Jesus in the last few weeks, praise God, perform miracle after miracle after miracle. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that was an Old Testament. That was in the Gospels. He don't do miracles no more. That's a lie, the devil. He done a miracle, praise God, when he saved my soul. He took an old sinner that was wicked and vile and on his way to hell, praise God, intervened in my life and saved me from that same devil's hell. Amen. He's still doing miracles, praise God. I have a testimony that on March 1976, the Holy Ghost of God came to where I was at. Amen. Saved me, praise God. Wrote my name. I've got a citizenship in another land. Amen. Praise the Lord. wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he ain't got, as Brother Bill says, he ain't got no eraser. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a testimony. See, that's a testimony is my own experiences. David said, I've got my own experiences here to tell you about. He said, I can't tell you all that he's done for Brother Rex or Brother Chris or Brother Mike, but I can tell you what he's done for me. Amen. I tell you how he saved me, how he put me on a different path. Changed my direction, changed my focus. Amen. Even when I was running from him, he's wanting to use me. And I said, Lord, you already got my baby brother. My older brother's a deacon. My baby brother's a preacher. Lord God, they ought to be the best people in the country. Because I prayed for them and prayed for the Lord. Preach Roger. I'd go to meetings. I'd back him. I'd say, Lord, I'd sit there and pray while he preached. Oh, God, use him. Amen. Amen. But you know what? He said, I want you too. Amen. I'd like to use you too. So as one day, praise God, on the bank, a little old river down there, a French Bald River, I said, Lord, here I am. If you can use something like me, here I am. I said, I'm like old Moses. I'm not eloquent at speech. I don't know how to talk. I don't like to get up in front of people. But God, I'll do whatever you want to do, but you're going to have to do the business. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've got a testimony, praise God. God moved in. Began to do things that I couldn't do. I never thought about Him trying to do. But God done in me because I had a testimony. See, it's my testimony. Do you have a testimony tonight? Amen. You got a testimony, something God done for you, got something God's doing for you. See, my testimony, Brother Rick, it's always been updated. Because God's always working on me. He's always changing me. He's always molding me, making me to be more of what He wants me to be. So our testimony should continually be changing. Amen. It's updated. Amen. It's like news events. They ought to be coming out pretty regular. Amen. News flash. This is what Jesus done for me today. Amen. He brought me through, praise God. Delivered me, saved. Glory to God. They put me to sleep, woke me up several times after surgeries. Amen. Could have went out of here, but God. Man, I give God all the glory. Testimony. David said, I've got a testimony. His own experiences, praise the Lord. Amen. They have a testimony. That's what Christians do. They love the house of God. Amen. Christians love the house of God. Look at verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Amen. Glory to God. He said, Lord, I love your house. Amen. He said, I love your people. I love the congregation. I love getting together. I like to be in the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. What Christians do, praise God, they love the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I didn't love God's house, God's people, I'd check up. Amen. Because I love the house of God. It's a special place. Amen. It's God-given. It's a gift from God. Amen. Never take it for granted, praise the Lord. It's where we get help and hope. We get comfort. We get peace and joy, happiness, praise God, poured out in abundance because of God's truth. And truth sets you free from those burdens that you bear when we go casting our cares on Him because He cares for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what God does. He said, we love the habitation. I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Amen. He goes on and says, gather not my soul with sinners nor my life with bloody men. Now notice what he does here in verse 9 and 10. He said, boy, he said, I love the house of God. He said, because that's where I go and said, I meet with God. Amen. Amen. Hey, you can't get what we get here everywhere. Amen. You can't get what here. You can't come get filled up at you can't, hey, Miss Margie, you can't get what we got here at Kmart. Amen. You can't get what we got at Walmart. You can't get, praise God, what we got right here down at the dollar store. Amen. You can't purchase what we have. Amen. What we have, praise God, is a gift from God. He said, I have loved the habitation of the Lord. Amen. I love God's house and I love God's people. Amen. You know why? You know that's why David was so popular with the folks. Amen? Because they knew that David was genuine. Amen? He goes on here and he says, "Get not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and the right hand is full of bribes." Amen? He said, you know what? He said, I don't hang out with those kind of people. What he's doing is he's reiterating the kind of life that he had, praise God, in walking with the Lord. Amen. Praise God, the wickedness is gone. Amen. He said, I don't have any association with the wickedness of this world. He said, I just tell them about Jesus and go on. Amen. Praise God. He said, but as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. You know what integrity is? Amen. He mentions that over here too. He says, I have walked in mine integrity in verse 1. That integrity, that's purity of heart. Having a pure heartedness, amen. A right attitude toward God and godliness. He says, and I love this because through the Holy Ghost of God, he says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. He said, in other words, he said, I've walked in moral uprightness. He said, I've tried to do it right according to God, with God's help. He said, I have walked. And then we get over to verse 11, and he says, but as for me, I will walk. He says, praise God, in mine integrity, praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to stay pure. Amen. He said, hey, this is where I'm at. He said, praise God, it's where I'm going to stay. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm not going to give in, and I ain't giving up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to walk God in mine integrity. Praise God. Genuine purity in God. Now, notice the last thing he tells us here. What a blessing. He says, thy praise, O God. Listen, he says, my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. He says, you know what? He said, I'm going to stand up with pride. He said, I'm going to praise God. Amen. He said, I'm going to stand up before holy and righteous God. He said, my foot standeth in an even place. He said, in other words, he said, I ain't going to get caught where I'm out of kilter. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm going to stand where the ground's level. I want to say the ground's level at the foot of the cross. Amen. Amen. David said, I'm just going to stay at the foot of the cross, trusting in the Lord God of glory. Amen. He said, in mine integrity, he said, I'm going to stand proud. He said, I'm going to be proud to magnify, not ashamed to praise God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. Praise the Lord. David said, I'm not ashamed. What Christians do, praise God, they stand proud for the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand proud, amen. He said, in mine integrity. He said, I stand here with my whole heart. He said, I stand here and say from my heart that I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's when we stand up. That's what Christians do. Amen. We stand up for the Lord. He said, I'll walk in mine integrity. He said, I'll stand firmly. And he said, I'll bless the Lord God of glory. Amen. He said, I'm just going to lift him up and praise him and give him all the honor and the glory that he so rightly deserves. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about? That's what Christians do. Why did he do it? Because that's what Christians do. Amen. We just give God all the glory for all that He does. Amen? Because that's what's required of me and you. Amen? That's how we can call ourselves Christians, which means we're Christ-like. Amen? That's what Christians do. We maintain our integrity. Paul said, I have walked in mine integrity. See, we're each one have our own integrity, our own purity, our own moral righteousness that we have to walk in. See, I can't walk it for you. Boy, I would to goodness that Pastor Jeff, he could just live your life for you and be good for you and read the Bible for you and believe for you and accept for you and live for you and act for you. But I can't do that. Amen? David said, I have in mine own integrity, in mine integrity, the purity of heart, my righteousness, that moral righteousness before God. He said, tried to keep myself pure. I said, keep myself chaste. I tried to keep myself, praise God, in the right attitude of mind, the right frame of mind to stay focused on God, realizing that when it's all said and done, that's all that mattered. See, David, he was looking at a throne. He was looking at a kingdom. He was looking at being royalty. I mean, they done anointed him as king. Amen. He was just waiting on the opportunity to step in and take up the robe. Amen. But he said, I've maintained mine integrity. Amen. He said, I haven't let pride and haughtiness, praise God, lift me way up here. But he said, I've maintained everything at the foot of the cross. He said, where I can stand level, praise God, with sure-footedness. Amen. He said, that's what Christians do. Amen. He said, we stand up, said we endure the test, we're faithful to God, we adhere to His Word, we separate ourselves from His enemies, we offer sacrifices to Him, and those are sacrifices of praise, by the way. Amen. We offer a testimony, because that's what Christians do. We love the house of God, because that's what Christians do. Amen. And He says, we praise God, because that's what Christians do. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's pretty simple in a nutshell, ain't it? But you know what? That's what Christians do. Amen. That's what we do. And God is well pleased with what we do. Amen. In this day and hour, if we just do those same things that David did, he said, I've walked in mine integrity. Amen. In other words, he said, hey, listen, he said, I've walked in uprightness with God. He said, I've walked in, as Paul said, with a clear conscience before God and men. Amen. Knowing that I've done my very best. You know, that's all that God expects of us. He don't expect us to be supermen and superwomen and super kids. He expects us just to try to stay focused on the things that's important, which is a good God of glory. Amen. That's all God expects. And He expects it because that's what Christians do. Amen. We just love God because He first loved us. Amen.